This is a podcast.
Now, you ain't got a pot of Joe already on upstairs?
Pot of Joe?
Whatever the fuck the old niggas call it. You sure?
She got a pot of Joe.
You look like the type.
Nah. What does the type look like?
You, nigga.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're colored. Give me a high five.
Yo, what is going on, everybody? It's your boy Fresco.
And it's your boy Flo 700.
And we are the Podcast Brothers, back with another week's episode 65.
Facts. Fresh off that Thanksgiving holiday. I hope everybody had them some delicious turkey or vegan turkey. Seems like vegans was taking over this year.
That's a thing?
I seen a lot vegan of vegan. No, I'm pretty sure it is. I'm pretty sure it's vegan everything.
You have a point. I don't know anything about that.
If they can make vegan pork sausage links, I'm sure you can make vegan turkey.
Yeah. I think I had a salad 2 days in a row one time. I almost went mad. I was like, nah, this ain't the life for me. I almost went rabid. Lost it. Lost my shit.
Yeah, man. Hey, yo.
How's your Thanksgiving, though?
How was my Thanksgiving? I mean, I can talk about that during the week.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Not bad.
But hey, y'all do remember, y'all can find us along with other glorious podcasts on the Podcast
Come on
Brothers
now.
Network.
There we go. There we go. Is. The fluentness is what I'm looking for.
PodBrosNetwork.com, man. Not Safe for Work podcast.
Yeah.
The Town podcast. The 700 Block podcast. The Mind, Body, Energy, and Balance show. Talking Greasy. The Podcast Brothers, yours truly.
Yes.
The Brown Girl Experience. And we've added one more podcast.
Who that be?
To the team. Dope and Diverse, man.
Dope and Diverse.
Shout out to the ladies. Willingboro, New Jersey. I think one or two was from New York. But they holding it down. They just dropped the episode today, which is November 24th. By the time y'all hear this, it'll be a few days from then. But their latest episode was about Are You Single Until You Married? Check that out. Very dope episode, man.
Interesting topic.
Yeah. So, episode
65.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget to subscribe to your boys on iTunes. Matter of fact, Apple Podcasts, my bad. Yo, Apple Podcasts be bugging, though, B. I be listening to a podcast and it'll just shut off for no reason. Really? Yeah, yeah. And ever since that update, Apple Podcasts have been trash.
Hey, yo, you remember that time I was at your crib or we were somewhere and I was trying to figure out why 32 gigs of my phone space was taken up? It was a damn podcast.
Podcast, yup.
Yeah, I was mad as fuck.
And I want to get into that a little bit. I was going to save it for my week, but I don't think that has nothing to do with my week. But last week, recording on this MacBook, I wasn't too satisfied with the audio from last week. But what happened was, after we recorded, I like to send it through a few apps to clean it up. Mm-hmm. And I had made a little mistake, but I couldn't go back and get the original file because I got no memory on my MacBook because there's too many podcasts.
Damn, on my
computer. Yeah. So when I record this show, I have to send it somewhere and delete it right away. Damn, the original file is gone.
Skynet is real, bro.
Yeah. So I couldn't. Did you see that machine that can jump?
Excuse me?
It's a machine that can jump. It was jumping on like blocks and all of that. But
what do you mean blocks? Like,
it was like, you know how when you work out and you do that jump? I don't know what it's called, but it was jumping. It's a machine with legs that can jump.
This is
and probably can run.
This is the worst description of anything I've ever heard.
I was hoping
heard.
You've seen it. If you
nobody
seen it,
would be able to fucking figure that out based off that description. What the fuck,
if
man?
You
grown
it,
as hell. I'm going to need you to be able to describe something better than fucking that. What the fuck? It was big and it jumped on blocks. The fuck? All right. Yeah,
that
I know exactly what you're talking about.
That should scare you enough. It can jump.
All right, man.
And if it can jump, it can run.
Really?
That's all I'm saying.
Really?
That's all I'm saying. But yeah, last week I didn't have enough space to go back and get the original file. So y'all had got a little choppy episode last week. So my apologies, man. But we back, though.
Are we back?
Episode 65, and we got a special guest in the building. Once again, I love it when worlds collide like this. She wrote an article, a blog in CKS magazine. If y'all remember,
shout out CKS.
Shout out to Smoke and Fat Jesus. They were our guests last week. And running through the magazine, I ran into a dope article that I thought was fire. And the author, the writer of that blog, is none other than the founder of the Red Room blogger, Mrs. Blaze. And I know I said that right. Wrong.
God.
And I know I said Blaze. That wrong.
Blaze. It's Blaze. That's the name of my website. My name isn't blaze.com.
That's the name of the website.
Blaze. She said it with so much confidence. Blaze.
You know what? And it's crazy because I asked her before we got on and I had it in my head and then it came out wrong.
Got Blaze. Nervous, boy.
Okay, please.
I did.
Everybody does.
Because that's
that
what
though.
I said. It rhymes with place.
Yeah.
So it's Blaze. And as soon as I go to say the name. Yeah.
Don't mind me, I'm good.
But it's thanks, okay. thanks for coming to the show.
Thank you for having me on
yes,
the show
yes,
today.
Thank you.
Energy is fire, by the way. I seen her on Instagram, sent her a friend request. She said that I was from the town. She clicked on that podcast link right away, listened to us right away, and told us how great we were right
yes,
away.
Yes.
You know, I'm like, yo, this
thank
is,
you.
Yeah, the energy was definitely great, man. So.
Yes.
Let me apologize for being a half an hour late. You know what I'm saying? You know, I've been awake since 10 o'clock last fucking night. So I'm rolling on almost 24. So, I apologize for that. I'm usually late, but not like late. You feel me? So I just wanted to make that clear.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I was definitely late to work today. So,
yeah. About how much?
I was like 40 minutes late.
Oh, shit.
Whoa, he's 40 minutes late to
the
work.
The big payback.
Like 40 minutes late to work.
How do we
but
do that?
I stayed. I stayed an extra hour.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Why I'm a little bit late today.
Okay. I still would have left at my regular time. Fuck that.
I was we make this up because.
But does that work though?
I mean, it worked for them today because they had so many people there. So it was just like, all right, whatever.
Okay.
So
I would have had the other mentality. I'd have been like, see, so many people, they ain't going to miss me if I leave my regular time.
Right out the back.
Even when I was trying to get out at 7, though, they were like, oh, we need you to just stay. Can you just do this? Did somebody give you? I said,
No.
It's time for me to go. I got somewhere to go.
Facts. I got a podcast to be on.
We got things.
I'm rocking
to do.
With the brothers tonight.
Shouting. That's crazy.
I 40 minutes late. Was it too partying too much last night? Too much turkey?
Honestly,
and rolling.
I wish it was enough partying. I wish it was enough turkey, everything. But yesterday I was at work too, so I got out of there at like 12 o'clock in the morning. I went home. I was doing some work myself, and then I stayed up till like 6 doing work of my own, and then I woke up. I'm like, damn. It's 12 o'clock, and it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm supposed to be at work right now. I had to call her, and I was out after that. Like I just been at work.
Yep, I can relate.
Yeah,
I sure the fuck can.
I think for me, you know what? I might have went into. I'm thinking that if I'm ever 40 minutes late, I'm just like, hey, you know what? I'm not coming in. did that cross your mind though?
It crossed my mind, but. Getting my money crossed my mind more. So I was just like, look, at this point, I just need to go ahead. I'm about to graduate, so you know, I don't want to leave a bad taste in their mouth.
Facts. Right. A little bit about last week. I remember that we wanted to discuss some things, like some mistakes that we might have made last week. And I think we talked about doing that a few weeks ago. We just never got into it. But I caught some things. Well, not really caught, but I just wanted to clear some things up.
Pretty sure they're all things you said wrong.
Nah. as far as the Titanic, the movie, AMC had the marathon on all day about 2 days ago.
You know what I'm saying?
So that's a,
I said that
so that's
exact
a super
shit.
Fiasco.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't remember from last week, the question was, fresher fiasco, Titanic is going to be re-released in the movie theater to celebrate its 20-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
And we like, yo, that, well, I said that it'd be dope because it's fresh because, you know, there's people who just want to go see it, relive it in the movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
But why go when TV is going to replay this movie
all day? Fucking day for free.
Right.
Free.
I'm not going to see that
yeah,
movie,
no.
Man.
So that
that's
made
a
it,
mess.
So that made it
how many
extra
times
fiasco?
I've seen that movie in 20 years, man.
I can't even tell you the last time I saw that, to be completely honest.
I know that movie front to back.
I think I fell asleep.
Listen, Titanic is one of my favorite movies. It's crazy. I can't watch my favorite movies because of the emotion involved in them. Like, I don't watch Paid in Full.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hate when they turn on each other. Like, I watch certain parts of it. Certain parts that I watch that, like, I think Juice is dope. Like Juice. Yeah. I don't watch Juice.
No.
I can't watch the end of New Jack City. I like it. I like it when they're getting money. Like, when they're all having a good time. But
Boys
all
in
that,
the Hood.
But all of that, when the brothers turn on each other. Part.
The Carter.
Yeah, but they be like, yo, that's my favorite movie. I can only watch parts of these movies, man.
Wow. Yeah, I feel like I can't really watch my favorite movies too much either. Like, I probably overdid it when I was younger. Like, my favorite movies are movies from when I was younger. So.
Like what?
Yeah, give us an example.
Aquila and the Bee. Those type movies or...
My favorite movie was, I'm not going to hold you, 13 going on 30.
I don't think I've seen that one.
I love that movie because it was just about, like, how she grew up and really, like, became, you know, who she wanted to be in life. And it just all happened so quickly. So now that, you know, I'm getting older, I feel like I can relate. Like, it's just like, you feel like one day you're 13, then the next day you blink your eyes, oh, now I'm about to graduate.
Yeah, that's some true shit.
That is reality. Yeah. That's so true. Yeah, damn, I love that movie.
16.
Yeah,
I was thinking that shit earlier to myself at work, like, you know what, man, 10 years ago I was I was doing yada yada yada, like, right, no responsibilities and shit.
When did that movie come out?
That movie came out definitely early 2000s, probably. What grade was I in?
See, you a youngin', because when you think childhood, I'm thinking the movie that came out in the 80s. I'm old.
Bro, early 2000s is 17 years ago, bro.
I get it, but when people say my favorite movie was from when I was young, I automatically go to an 80s movie.
You were still a child in 2000s. What, you was like 16, 17?
But what I'm saying is, that's where it automatically takes me. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking Howard the Duck. The Monster Squad.
You really showing your age.
I never heard of the Monster Squad. That's the crazy part.
The Monster Squad? Monster Squad is, oh my.
I remember the Monster Squad.
You remember the Monster Squad?
Yeah.
I wasn't
I'm the baby then.
Yeah, you are. How old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh,
holy smokes, bro. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Hell no, she don't know.
You see what I mean? So listen, and it's terrible. I tried watching Howard the Duck and Monster Squad and things of that nature on a 4K TV.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically HD TV. Horrible. Turned it off. Yeah. Through the remote. Please don't watch this again.
I don't want to watch it on a good TV because the movie's just ass now.
But you don't watch it for the... It's a classic. It's a classic.
Yeah, but I can't watch that shit no more. Certain movies you don't see for a super long time and then you watch it, you like, well, I don't know what the fuck I saw in this. Yeah. Like, I remember... I hate when I can tell a movie is a movie, right? So I was stoned as hell like last week and I was just flicking through channels and the fucking Transporter 3 was on. I was like, oh shit, this is my movie, man. Let me check this out. I ain't seen it in a while. But
yeah, I ain't see that in a while.
It was so, you can tell it was so terrible. Like the way he was doing the moves, it was like, what the fuck? This nigga just teleport or some shit? Like, what the fuck? Like, nah, man. I'm watching that shit. I was like, nah, no. This is why I don't watch movies no more, because you can see the bullshit. But anyway.
Mm. The second, another thing that popped out last week was, it wasn't that anybody said anything wrong. It's just we kind of got the blame for something that...
Me and you?
Yeah. Jaden Smith's album. Now, listen, y'all. The Podcast Brothers did not tell any of you to go listen to Jaden Smith's album, nor did we say it was dope. That was Fat Jesus.
Fat Jesus did say that.
A few people said, thanks to the Podcast Brothers, I went to go listen to Jaden Smith's album. Thanks for wasting my time. I got a few tweets and text messages for that.
Oh, hey, well, fuck you, buddy. On that.
We didn't suggest anybody listen to go Jaden Smith.
But I listened to Jaden Smith.
I did check
Smith.
It out. I did.
I like it.
It's different. It's different.
I don't think it's different. Well, it's different compared to what you hear. He don't sound like no Migos or no Future or no goddamn nobody else. He doesn't sound like that mumbo jumbo crap. Mm-hmm. It actually sounds like music to me.
I listen to a few songs. Like, I only listen to like the previews on his Instagram page, and then I heard this one song, Icon, and I was like, oh nah, this is the one. And then I downloaded his album on iTunes, Apple Music. And then I just keep listening to Icon. Honestly, that's, I guess, my favorite song on the album.
How that song go again?
I'm just an icon living. I'm just like, what you mean? Remember. That's the best song on the album.
I'm thinking about that other song. Food for your soul, I know you hungry. That's my shit right there.
I was listening to the album, and I think I didn't get it past E. I think the first few songs is B-U-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still on E. So I don't know what y'all talk. I didn't hear none of that music. But I will say this. He's cursing in the album. Why is that a big deal?
Because Will Smith didn't have to curse in his raps to sell records.
Will Smith didn't
but
curse.
But Jaden do.
Not one time.
Yo, if he used that line on his dad, yo.
He better not diss his
boss. Oh, shit.
That was good. He got to cuss in his album to sell records.
My dad ain't got to curse in his raps to sell records.
Well, I do.
So fuck him. Oh, man.
Wow. I didn't even hear that. That's the crazy part.
Nah, Eminem made that diss record a while ago. He said Will Smith don't got a cuss in his albums to sell records. Mm-hmm. Well, I do. So fuck him and fuck you too.
Wow.
Because Will Smith had an actual album, a song out. He said, rappers, please write one verse without a curse. And a lot of people took offense to that.
And then also when he won the award, he got on stage and said, I did it on, you know what I'm saying? I did it without using any curse words, yada, yada, yada.
So his son, Jaden Smith, is cursing throughout the album.
Right.
And I know he's not his father, but you know.
Yeah. It's a touchy subject, I guess. Like, I don't know. I guess he just feels like he has to make his own way and just do his own thing. It's just like, this is me.
And I'm glad you brought that up. Cause I've been thinking about that. Was there a time where
we gonna get to talk about our weeks, or are you gonna hog the
week? Oh, my bad. I didn't even get to my week yet, actually. I didn't get to talk about my week.
Go ahead.
But I'll make it I mean, we can get into our weeks first, and then we can talk about what I'm talking about.
No, continue.
All right. Just a thought of mine. I think children used to want to be like their parents.
Mm-hmm.
I think now children want to be like the opposite of their parents. Do we see that? Like, do you see that? Like, everybody just know I'm me, I'm my own person.
Mm-hmm.
Do we see that, or is it am I just bugging?
I see it,
but I've always seen like kids rebelling against their parents anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Leave me alone, mom. I don't care if you went to prom or not. I'm still gonna go with Jacob. You know, shit like that.
Mm. That's true. That's true.
Yeah, I definitely see. Well, more so, I hear like parents talking about, you know, I want you to be better than what I was. So I see it along those lines. And I don't see a problem with that. There are some, you know, kids obviously that want to rebel against their parents anyway. But I just feel like the it's other ones that, you know, just want to be better than their parents were, because they tell them like, you know, I don't want you to make the same mistakes that I made.
Right, right.
Or I just don't want you to follow down the same path that I took. I want you to do your own thing. So it's your life.
I think a lot of kids be like doing it on purpose, like going too hard. I don't want to be like you.
Yeah.
And it's just like
actually trying to.
Yeah. It's like, why do you, like, I'm trying to help you. Like, I don't want to be your enemy.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be like you, dad. So that's just, you know.
I'm not trying to get you to be like me.
I actually had that conversation with my dad the other day. He was telling me how, like, he called his mom. He said he was all the way overseas because my dad was in the military. So he said he was all the way overseas and he used his one phone call to call his mom in Mississippi and ask her for advice. So she asking him like, why are you calling me? Why you grown? You all the way overseas. Why are you calling me?
Right.
And he said, because I don't know what to do. Mm. She like, oh, well, you need to get off my phone. She just pretty much just hung up on him. And he had to figure it out for himself. Yeah. So
it always is different scenarios. But I know we're late. We can get into our weeks, though.
Okay.
Ladies first. So how was your week?
My week was crazy. My week was absolutely crazy. I've been dealing with some relationship problems as far as, you know, just people around me, not even romantically, like just people around me in general. And a lot of people, I just feel like, don't really like the fact that I'm just coming into my own, you know, and doing my own thing. So I've been dealing with, you know, those problems with people. And other than that, it's just been crazy, like driving back and forth from New Jersey to Delaware. It's a lot going back and forth to work, staying up all night, coming home, working on my dreams and being tired, and then going back to it the next day. It's a lot.
Yeah, the grind is real.
Yeah. So my week has been hectic.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Stop that, buddy.
Yeah. people become uncomfortable when you start to become more comfortable being yourself, and they only want to recognize you for who they know you as. And as soon as you start really just fully being yourself, you be now you're quote unquote acting funny,
right?
That's how people Gems. Do shit.
I get that a lot,
but my week, man, I just worked like a fucking dog. That's it. I work 80-hour weeks. On average, I'm fucking tired. My retinas burn. My fucking eyelids don't feel moisturized. I can feel the fucking veins starting to get tight around my pupils. Other than that, everything's cool.
You work tonight?
Yep. Whew. But guess what I'm doing? Going to sleep. The dope thing about where I work, there's a lot of places where you can just go lay the fuck down.
Mm. Oh, that's cutting.
And the cut. And the cut. Rolling doobies up. Well, that's not what I'm going to be doing. It just sounded fitting, but no. So yeah, other than that, yeah, man, Thanksgiving was yesterday. I unfortunately didn't get to spend Thanksgiving with my son the way I wanted to, because he's just getting over a stomach bug, and you know, didn't think it was a good idea to bring him outside just yet and have him around a whole bunch of people. So he stayed home, but I did go over there and hang out with him for a little bit, watch him run around. He had this dope little outfit on that I got him. He looked all fly and shit. It was awesome. For the few minutes I got to see him. But yeah, man, that was my week.
Nice. Well, I'm gonna keep mine short because it's really been a short week. Yesterday was Thanksgiving, and it actually felt like a Friday. Like I woke up like, oh, it was podcast day or something. Like, you know, just having off on Thursday kind of makes it feel like a Friday. Spent it with family. Short week at work. I took my son to the mall Wednesday.
Take me to the mall, baby.
To get his iPhone fixed for the second time.
Yeah, he a clumsy ass and kid with that phone, man.
The kids want the latest gadgets. Oh, I want the iPhone 8, the 7. You
can't even take care of the 5C.
You can't even take care of your 6. Well, when I was your age, I mean, I was swiping phones every year. So,
not me.
Yeah, I wish I had your willpower every light, but now I still got the 7 and I'm good with the 7 plus. I ain't getting the 8 or the X, but yeah, just took my son to the mall to get his phone fixed for the second time. I don't know why they don't use the cases that's bought for them. Everybody wants that pretty iPhone without the case. Listen, buddy, you need it.
I occasionally take my case off.
I don't have a case on your phone right now. I actually dropped my phone, and I'm lucky I dropped it today.
What kind of hypocritical shit
I pay for. I haven't dropped it. I haven't broken since I got it over a year.
Okay. All right.
It actually did fall today on his back. If it would have fell face first, yeah, I probably wouldn't have mentioned this segment. But it survived.
You need a screen protector.
Yeah. Some of them cases be tripping though. Like I had a life case, and I think the screen was like making it dusty. And it's like, if you bought a phone for the clear picture, you don't want no dusty case, right? Even though it's protecting it. Like,
yeah,
we got to do better with these cases.
No, for real.
Yeah, because they like sell today. You a phone on how dope and smooth it is, only to cover the whole thing up with a case. And you like, man.
And then everybody breaking their phones.
Yeah, that's true.
That's exactly what happened to mine. Screen all cracked.
I wish I would have had a chance to do more research on what I normally do.
What?
My Fresher Fiasco.
You don't have none, right?
No. And I'm pissed off.
Yeah, we ain't got no Fresher Fiascos
this week. I literally didn't have time to look any up.
But we can touch on a topic or two about just things that's been going on. I want to talk about 45 versus LeVar Ball.
Lot of mercy.
Allegedly, President 40... We call him 45. We don't call him by his name.
Oh, of course not.
Okay, cool. Allegedly, President 45 is the one responsible for the UCLA players coming back to America, and one of them is LeVar Ball's son. You know his name? What's his name?
LiAngelo.
I didn't even know he existed. I only knew the one that's played for the Lakers and the young boy. I didn't even know.
The youngest brother. It's Lonzo, LiAngelo, and Melo.
That's why he acting up. Nobody know who he is.
I mean, he's a star. He's a star. Well, he's supposed to be the star, one of the star recruits for UCLA this season.
So, so allegedly, the UCLA players are back in America because of 45. So the question is, even though we all don't agree with what 45 does or what he's ever done, does he have a point? Like, could you at least say thank you? Or are we just like, forget you? You didn't really help.
I mean, honestly, if it was me, I would have said thank you.
Right, right.
Honestly, yeah. You got my kid out of jail, in China. I'd have said that. I'd be like, yo, good luck, Trump. TMZ asked that motherfucker first time after the story broke. TMZ asked him, are you going to say thank you to Mr. Trump? It's like, big baller brand in effect. And, you know, and Trump, man, he, you know, excuse me, 45. He, like I said, and the freshman fiasco last week when I brought it up, it was a it was fresh that he got him out of jail, but it was a fiasco because you knew he only did it for the attention. He didn't do it as a, I'm saying, a kind gesture from his heart. He did it because he wanted acknowledgement and recognition from it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So he didn't do it with a pure heart, but it was a good action. So, you know, you gotta take the good with the bad too. So
yeah, that's true. I mean, I feel like a lot of stuff that he does is for attention. Right. Like, even now, he's making, like, a big deal out of it that, you know, they're not telling him thank you. So, it's like, did you do it for you? Like, or did you do it to really help someone else?
Right.
So, therefore, if it's done for attention, I mean, I wouldn't tell him thank you either.
Well, I think I recall LeVar asking him to do it. I think he reached out. So even if he did it for attention, if you asked him, you need to say thank you.
Right.
If you didn't ask him and he did it, still should say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think that he's 45, is spending way too much time on this. I mean, he wakes up 5 a.m. to talk about him. he sends continuous tweets talking about this man. Meanwhile, it'd be like a massacre going on in parts of the United States and he won't even address it.
Yeah, LeVar Ball talked his way to the top, yo.
He did.
LeVar Ball ain't do shit but talk shit.
And averaged 2 points
since
a game.
Since we found out about the Ball family and his name is being uttered by the president.
Yeah.
Right.
Big Baller Brand in effect. He wasn't fucking around when he said that shit.
By 45.
Yeah.
Triple B's. Shout out to Drop Clark.
Triple B's. That is a fact. Shout out to Drop Clark. So, yeah, you know what? As much as we don't like what the president does or who he is as a person, maybe you just should have said thank you. I don't see why he couldn't have said it. That's all. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is what it is. What else is a hot topic that happened this week? I mean,
you know what, though? I kind of think it's like, it's weird. Like, don't point it out to me, though. Like,
what you mean?
Hey, you owe me a thank you. What? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Man, get the fuck out of here.
That's what I'm saying anyway. Like, that's weird. And then you don't even want to say thank you at that point.
And you're supposed to say thank you, motherfucker. Man, fuck you. Thank you for nothing, motherfucker. Maybe if you would have let me get around to it to do it for myself before you tried to make me do it, I would have did it. But since you brought it up as if I owe you, fuck you, motherfucker.
I'm also looking at it as, I think we know who this person is in President 45. I think, like, you know, let me address this man before he thrashes me on Twitter.
How come he still ain't said nothing to Eminem?
Well, it's been said that he ain't said nothing to most of the white people who come after him. He's really going after, like, the African Americans. Oh, and then when a white person let him know that, he retweeted it and said, "Make America Great Again." So a lot of people are confused about what he meant by that.
All right, well, all black people should go to the nearest Halloween store and buy a Ronald Reagan mask and say whatever the fuck you want about Trump. That would be good.
Yeah.
I think that'll make the difference.
I'm not a crook. I'm not a crook.
Start tweeting him.
So today, I'm pretty sure y'all didn't get around to it, but just, you know, just to spark the conversation a little bit, Jadakiss and Fabolous dropped the mixtape.
Finally.
Finally.
Right.
I listened to it. My first...
Is it worth the 60-year wait? They went on tour before the album dropped.
And you know what? I looked at it like this. Fab is nice. Jadakiss is nice. But Fab is nice. And I don't really like Jadakiss next to Fab. Because Fab is witty.
Yeah.
And Jadakiss is still giving you that same style that he had in 97. Yeah. Fad definitely changed because he don't hear that.
F-A-B-O.
He don't do that no more. He's upgraded. But when you listen to Kiss, it's still, I want the block. I can get it for cheap. It's like, all right, Kiss.
Then you have the hung or stung with the fifth.
Yep.
He still sound like that?
He still sound like that. That's amazing. So I'm just like, you got Fat and you got Kiss. It's cool. And it depends on what else you like that's out now. Mm-hmm. You might just like it because it give you that old feel.
Right.
But if you really want to judge it, you like, man, Fab, you could have did this on you. To me, Fab, you could have drop the mixtape on your own, and I think we would have been fine.
Right.
Let me give it a few more listens.
Mm-hmm.
And
you got a rating for it yet?
I ain't got a rating for it.
Not yet.
I ain't got a rating for it. I refuse to rate it because I was listening to it, and I'm just like, I'm not in the mood for
changes. Give it a full listen.
I'm not like, I guess next to Fab, because the Lox even dropped a little 4 EP album last month.
Really?
Yeah, they dropped something, and I listened to it, and I'm just like, I'm not here for y'all right now. Like, I don't want to hear the Lox. I don't know.
Mm. Is that maturity?
It's them not maturing. It's them not changing their style, I guess. Mace dropped
a hell of a diss track on Killer Cam.
Murder Mace.
I ain't heard it yet.
Dissed Killer Cam and killed him. When I tell you, please listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Please listen to it.
Why he diss him though?
Cam has a new album out called
The Program,
and he's going in on Mace. He's been talking about Mace for a while, and I'm surprised Mace finally replied. And
Mace and Beth,
4 minutes of ether.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Why does Mace always seem to come back and go away, and then come back and go away, and come back and go away?
That's my question too.
Yeah. My question same as y'all, like, why now? Like, Cam has been
been
getting at you. I just don't want it to feel like it's the politics again, because Dipset got a reunion, Cam got an album out, Mace is dissing y'all. It's all publicity to me. I don't want it to be that, and I don't want to see that this beef is not real. I really think that they are at odds, but just like y'all ask, why now, Mace?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to give us this freestyle, and then you're going to go back into the dark.
Right. That's not, if he disappears this time, you got to stay the fuck disappeared, bro. Like, you can't pop up another 3 years later, toss him, you know, the dimples. Like, no. Get your ass out of here, man. Go back to whatever, doing what you do, whatever.
But definitely shout out to Mace, because that song is fire. If you have not heard it, please go check that out. Let us know what you think. I don't think Cam can come back. Here's how I think it's going to go.
Curtis.
I think Mace, once you hear the song, you're going to hear that Mace came at Cam'ron with some things that we kind of already knew was out there. So when he says it, you're like, I seen that. He talked about the Rucker Park, how he left Jimmy. He talked about when Cam...
See how many niggas was outside? The fuck Mace would have did. He would have stood there and fucked. He's the fuck out of here, Mace. I be talking about, man. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, he talked about True Life punching him in the face. He talked about when he got into that beef with 50, he ran to Orlando. Just things that people was like, he did, but I think Cam'ron is going to come back with some things that he shouldn't say that only Harlem people would know. And I think we just got to take his word for it. It's like, you left Harlem because this person was after you. Like, well, maybe we don't know. You see what I'm saying? Like, Cam might take it to a dark place. But lyrically, Killer Cam can't touch Murder Mace.
I gotta hear it.
Yeah.
I gotta hear it. Sounds interesting. I wish I would have heard it. Too. But always fucking working, man.
Right.
Well, listen, I'll let y'all hear it in a minute.
Oh, man.
Matter of fact, I should hit pause right now, let y'all hear it, and then we come back.
Like, no, you ain't got to do that.
Okay. But while we on the topic of hip hop, we can get into our week in hip hop, man.
This week in hip hop, who we got rolling
this
up?
This week we got Jaceon Teller, aka The Game.
The Game.
He released 3 number one albums between 2005 and 2011, the documentary, Doctor's Advocate, and the Red Album. Now, The Game would have had 4 number one albums, but he was robbed in 2008. It was first reported that The Game had the number one album out by outselling heavy metal band Slipknot by 13 units in what was described as the closest race for number one since SoundScan began tracking data in 1991. Slipknot's label Warner Music and Grand Roadrunner Records asked for a SoundScan recount, a historic first. Nelson proceeded to recount, which placed LAX at number two and Slipknot at number one. His first album, The Documentary, 2005, sold 5 million copies worldwide. So what are our impressions on The Game, who probably had 4 number one albums but was robbed? It kind of sounded like the presidential race between Al Gore and President Bush, where he wins. Right. And they say, hey, recount that. Oh, no, you win. And right. They just like, forget it. Mm-hmm. But The Game hasn't really dropped any new music lately, but he turns 36 or 37. November 29th. So he's still young.
Yeah.
So what's up with The Game? Like, what are your thoughts? Like, what's your favorite song, album, moment when you think of The Game?
I really need to figure out what the name of that song is, but his song with Chris Brown.
Yeah, Chris Brown.
Yeah. That was my favorite.
I know what you're talking about, but just like you said, I can't really think of the name of that joint. You don't know what album that was off of?
No, I don't even remember what album.
Is it Damn, it was a whole bunch of other features on the song too. When Chris Brown was on the hook.
Was he on Back to the Crib?
No, it wasn't Back to the Crib.
You just like Chris Brown on the song.
That's probably what it really is. That's probably what it really is.
Yeah, you.
But a few of his songs though, I listened to back in the day. I'm trying to think of some of the songs I really used to listen to, because I haven't listened to him in a while.
Yeah.
Like really sit down and listen to him. But back in the day when I was a young girl, I used to really like him. Like so yo, I used to always listen to the song. Yo.
Hey, 22. Girl, yeah. 22, yo. That was crazy. Honestly, I'm not really the biggest fan of The Game. I think his music is pretty good, but I'm not really a huge fan. His first album was The Shit, though. What's it called again?
The Documentary.
The album was fire. I remember when it came out in 2005. I was going to school in North Carolina at Shaw. That was fire. I was a big G-Unit fan back then. The album after that, what was that one's name?
The Doctor's Advocate.
Don't remember that one.
That was the one with One Blood.
One Blood.
Okay.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
And it had 50 people on the remix.
Yeah, skip that. Skip that entire album.
No, that Doctor Advocate was fire.
What else is on it?
Man, no singles. It's just like you got to have the album to actually really listen to that.
So yeah, skip that. What's the one after that one?
LAX. That's the one that was robbed of number one.
Didn't hear that one either.
The Red album came after that. Nope. You talking about Jesus Peace? You like Jesus Peace, don't you?
I did like Jesus Peace.
Okay, I knew it was Jesus Peace.
Is that the name of it? It was just Jesus Peace.
I think it was Jesus Peace.
I did like that album.
Yeah.
I did like that one. The first one was hands down the best one, though.
The Documentary.
This is how we
that was my song too.
Isn't it?
This is how.
I think every artist gets excited when they get that one song that they can play for the rest of their life. Like Mobb Deep had Shook Ones.
Right.
Wu-Tang got Cream. I think The Game forever has This Is How We Do.
Yeah.
It's like forever. If he ever wanted to make money, all you had to do is perform This Is How We Do
this
everywhere.
This Is How We Do.
I think, get played on the radio.
I think This Is How We Do, Dreams, and it was another record. It was a Timbaland record that I thought was the shit. I can't remember the name of the song, though.
But I feel like I know what you're talking about. Right. I'm trying to think of the name of the song, too.
I knew you was going to say that. Let me put you on the game.
Yeah, that was my shit. I like that song a lot. Timbaland killed that. But I don't really have too many favorite Game moments, because I think he can rap, but also I hate when he always says somebody else's name.
Well, I was going to get to that. That's definitely a question of mine.
Alright, go ahead.
Well, my favorite song of The Game was I Don't Need Your Love, featuring Mary J. Blige. I think I just think that applies to my everyday life back then, and I can still apply it now. You know what I'm saying?
I heard that song.
It's on a documentary. Go check it out.
I had to hear it then.
Yeah, I Don't Need Your Love. It just puts me in that zone. The beat's produced by Havoc of Mobb Deep. Song, the hook is by Faith or Mary. I think it's Faith Evans. My favorite Game album, I think I gotta go with Jesus Piece of the Document. See, I'm a Game fan. I think Game is dope lyrically. And I think that when you as dope as Game, the hooks and the songwriting become difficult, which, you know, he always had difficulties writing songs. But if you ask this man to spit, he can do that. Mm-hmm. But I got some questions. I got some questions when it comes to the Game. And before I get into what you asked, I got one before that. And it's the G-Unit Game situation. How would we handle that if you were in charge of a record label or whatever it was, and you hire an employee, right? You got beef with the record label across the street. You got beef. We all got beef with the record label across the street. Do we all need to match the boss's energy? Or are you like, listen, this between me and my homies. This don't concern you. Just make your music. How are we reliving that moment? Because what happened was 50 Cent, for those who don't know, 50 Cent helped Game write his first record. And in return, 50 Cent wanted Game to diss some of Game's favorite rappers. And Game said no. He became his subordinate. 50 Cent kicked him out G-Unit. And they've been beefing ever since. I heard they recently patched things up, but that was 10 years ago. That they've been beefing for like 10 years. So how are we handling that situation? My beef is yours, or you on some, you know what? You ain't even part of the group type of.
I wouldn't want the people that I'm with to be beefing with people unnecessarily. Like, if it's something personal, you know, that they went through and that leads to their beef, then whatever. But I wouldn't say, like, okay, just because I'm beefing with this person, you got to be beefing with them too. Like, for what? Like, that could affect them.
That was childish on Curtis' part?
Yeah, that was childish. I mean, yeah, he'd be having his childish moments. Yeah. So, yeah, that was childish.
Because he actually had Banks Yayo. Like, he had his boys. Like, Game wasn't never their boy. He's an artist to y'all. So, should he had dissed Jadakiss and them for 50 Cent?
Nah, man. I mean, I work with you and all. I'm signed to you, but I'm not a yes man. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't personally have a problem with those people, so I don't want to talk shit about those people. You know what I'm saying? But I get 52. You know, I kind of think he expected everybody to be like that because the motherfuckers that he came in with was like that. So, I think 50 was just being true to himself and what he expects from people that he keeps around him closely. And Game was just being himself and like, nah, nigga, you want some shit? I ain't really on that shit. So. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy because Game was dissing artists that G-Unit had beef with, Joe Budden, anybody that you can name. And then when it came to when 50 pointed the finger at the Lox,
true,
and Fat Joe, he was like, nah, I can't do that. Those are the homies. But the Game did show that type of energy. It's just he chose who to show it with.
Right.
You know, so I can see Game going in there like, yo, Fifth, whoever we got beef with, I got your back. I can see him doing that. So when Fifth says, okay.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah.
Right. So when Fifth says, okay, see him, go get him. Oh, nah.
Nah, I know that's my man.
That's my man.
I didn't know you were going to point at him.
But yeah, but you just told me.
Did you mean a point at him, the dude standing behind him? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you can just get it clear?
I go, this Jay Hood, but not Jadakiss. That's my man. But I wouldn't. But I agree with you. I wouldn't run my company that way because 50 Cent had, like I said, Banks and Yayo and Buck, people that he was going to go to war for, go with. Game should have just been an artist. I'm going to make money off you, Game.
Right.
It's G-Unit aftermath. You're not necessarily G-Unit. I'm going to just make money off you. But just like you said, Fresco, 50 Cent was true to who he was. Mm-hmm. A knucklehead who really didn't care about nothing. But the worst part about it is they all cool now. Mm-hmm. So you would have had Game jump out the window, possibly get hurt or hurt somebody, the people you was going to make up with anyway.
Right.
So, right. Yeah. So
that's OD.
So then that could have gotten to a point between if Game inherits that situation.
Yeah.
Right.
That could have been a situation that could potentially be a lingering thing even after him and 50 piece it up.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
Exactly. For no reason.
And then 50 and Kiss cool too.
Right. That's what I'm saying. 50 and Fat Joe, cool. The Lox and 50, cool. and you won a game.
Game and the locks beefing.
Beefing.
Right.
And now, if you the gay, you looking on the outside in, like, oh, hey, can we be cool too?
Probably 151 the whole damn time. I wouldn't put it past you. That nigga strategic as a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. And one more thing about the game, and we're going to get to the statement that you made. Like, what annoyed you the most, or what do you think was like his... the pet peeve of the game? Like, come on, game. Was it the features? Because he always did a song with somebody else. Or was it the constant name dropping? Like, every song he had, it featured, he was rapping about somebody was his nigga. Call Lloyd Banks and get this mother... Banks ain't even there, nigga.
He wasn't even in the video, was he?
I don't think he was in the video. Yep. He was in the bar by himself. Call Lloyd Banks and get this mother... It's like, yo, you gotta X me before you say my name. I don't even know you like that.
Yeah, like, why are you bringing everybody's name up?
Right. I've heard this guy mention many rappers.
I think I've always had a problem with the name calling. Like, he always mentions Hov. He always mentions Kanye's chain. He always mentions a whole bunch of stuff. Like, yo, bro, like, you can't think of nothing else to put right there, man. Like, nothing else came to mind but another nigga's name.
Yeah. He was on some Kim Kardashian with Kanye. Anybody diss her, I'm fuck y'all. It's like, bro, no, you're not, really. And I think that's the thing for me, too, because Game is a rapper. He's an MC. He's a rapper. So writing songs is not his specialty. So, okay, he might need a feature or two, somebody to help bring the song out. But the name dropping, my man.
Yeah.
The name dropping is highly annoying.
Yeah, that annoys me too. I feel like it's no reason for him to be bringing everybody else's name up. Like, this is your song. If they're not on a song with you, why are you saying their name?
Yo, they be nowhere in sight. Like,
don't even be thinking about his ass.
I'm just confused. Like, for what?
Lil Wayne all the time. Always saying Wayne name.
And I think he made a song about how the Crips had Lil Tucci. Lil Tunchi, that's what he called him. Lil Wayne trapped in his car. If I was there, like, bro, how do you know Lil Wayne wants you to rap about that? Like,
yeah,
right.
Let him keep his thug image. Like, I think some of us have seen that video. Like, we didn't know Lil Wayne was actually in the car.
Mm-hmm.
It's a video that's out on YouTube where there's a car and they're in Cali and there's a few Crips banging on the door like, yo, Birdman, Lil Wayne, that's y'all. Come out, come out. Nobody really know that's them in the car. The game makes a song about it. Let me would have been there. Like, oh.
Oh, hey.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
But Game is one of my favorite MCs, though, of all time. So, like I said, his birthday is coming up. I think you haven't heard from him in a while because he's now an independent artist. And I think when artists go independent, if you're not really placed in front of people, a lot of people will forget about you.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you was rocking with him, he was on like a major. And people was like, yo, new game. You couldn't go nowhere without somebody telling you Game is dropping.
Mm-hmm.
But independent artists really don't get the recognition. You know, they start selling like 20,000 copies, 30,000. That's good for them because they get to pocket that money.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Game, man. Whatever he got going on. Anything else you want to add for Game before I move on to the next?
Nope.
That's my bae, low key. Huh? It's like, nah. I had a good listen.
And while we're on the music, we can get into our Dope Nope. Last week's Dope Nope artist was Supreme. Shout out to VA. And the name of the record was called For the Paper. And the results are in. Drum roll, please. Bing. It's a tie. 50%.
It's a tie, yeah.
50-50.
I could have sworn it's dope that one was going to be on the positive side.
Yeah. It got a lot of love from us last week. I think everybody said it was dope. It started off with like 80%, and then I kept checking, and it ended with 50%. Down the middle. I don't know if we ever got a 50% before.
I think that's the first time.
I think it's the first 50%. I don't know. I didn't really see much reaction from it, except for the ones that... No, one person. Shout out to Hood Jeans. Miss 100.
James.
He said that the song wasn't original. He said he might have heard it before, I do recall. But that was like the only negative post that I seen about it. Everybody else was like, it's dope. I'm voting dope.
Yep.
But it didn't turn out that way. This week, we have the duo known as Contrast. Fat Jesus. Y'all might have known him from last week.
Not you, Fat Jesus.
He makes up one half of the duo. And the name of this track is called Feelings. Remember to vote for this track. Use hashtag PahaBrother65. And we'll be right back.
All
right,
back.
Nigga, come and tell me what's the quota.
Tell me what's the quota.
Lately, I've been feeling older, trying to make a little something, not enough. something out of nothing. And still the pen be disgusting marks. You can't skin my sharks. You can't slit these parts. Can't rid these sharks. You see your brother on a mission. Witness, I keep smoking like a Winston. The best out, test out with the litmus. Bruh, more clutch than a stick shift. Whip, whip to the wrist, get a twitch in it. I can't stand these lies, you can't ban these minds, can't run these times, you can't cross these lines, till my people get a chance. We just chillin' at the corner store, liquor store, church. 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 We just chillin' at the corner store, liquor store, church. Church. Corner store, liquor store, 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 church. Church. Corner store, liquor store, church. Corner store, liquor store, church. Corner store, liquor store, church. Church. Corner store, liquor store, church. Corner store, liquor store, church. Corner store, liquor store, graveyard. Gotta keep the mental of a napalm, pinpalm. Writing down the bio of a young son, fresh dog. Calling out for Jake like a State Farm. Fast forward, chilling in the linens for the king. I'm with the world, blood and everything between. Fuck a ski mask, real niggas get G-pack. Shit, love, little homie, this here for the freak. But you don't feel me though. Corner store, liquor store, gunshot. Got the cops up the block cause the shit hot. Got an alley in the back, everybody know your stash. And you coming up shorter than some flip-flops. Still I rise, my A was talking tube socks. Niggas bombing, invest itself in the wrong stock. Market round the corner, forgot to mention that shit. Be the kid, this a grown man porch. And Poppy know we chillin' in front the corner store, liquor store, church. 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 You can catch me at the corner store, liquor store, church. 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 Everybody at the corner store, liquor store, church. 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 Corner store, liquor store, church.
And we are back. That was Contrast with Feelings. To vote for that track, use hashtag PodBrothers65. So what do we think of the record?
I thought it was lit.
Yeah.
I thought it was lit. It was very, I mean, as bad as it sounds, it is relatable. Like, for people, you know, 21 and up, they going to get their drinks, they at the corner store getting I'm going to get my ghetto hookup from the corner store, and I'm going to church on Sunday. So it was relatable for me. And it was definitely, I like the flow, I like the beat, I like everything about it. It was dope. I could see myself like driving down the highway with that bumping.
Nice. Once again, like I said, vote for that track. Use hashtag PodBrothers65 on Twitter. Ladies and gentlemen, Fresco had to step out. He's gone. He's tired. He could barely keep his eyes open.
He's tired.
Yeah, so hopefully he gets to his job safely. Go to Dunkin' Donuts, get you some coffee.
Get his box of Joe.
Get his cup of Joe. And we're going to continue on with the episode, man. And we're going to get into what? Miss Place.
Yes.
I got it right.
Look at you.
You know why? I thought about Place.
Okay. See?
And I said Place.
That's what you gotta do.
We're gonna talk about what we got going on. And when I seen you on the magazine, well, I seen you on Instagram, you had wrote a blog. It was the 5 guys you wish you had not met.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get there, you got a website?
I do have a website.
You mind tell us what this website is about?
My website is The Red Room,
yeah.
And it is www.mynameisn'tblaze.com. So that is my little tidbit to the people who cannot say my name right.
Look at me while she said it, too.
My website, I pretty much just talk about lifestyle topics. I give advice on, you know, how to align yourself with your purpose, elevating your mind so that you could become better, a better person, become a better you could become a mentor to somebody else. You could advance your business. You could be a better student. Just everything, just bettering yourself. So I really like to get into the minds of everyone and just, you know, just try to get them to look at things at a different, on a different level. more so like thinking like a boss and how to move like a boss moves. So I like to get people together in the red room, like snatch them up, like, listen, this is what's going on. This is what you may need to change. You know, it's stuff about myself that I write about often in the red room that I didn't like about myself that, you know, I wanted to change. So I brought those topics up to people and, you know, I just presented it in a very like transparent way where people could see who I am as a person when they read my posts. And it's very visual. Like, even like, I feel like when I write, you could visualize what I'm saying to you. Like, I'll paint you a picture with my words and you'll start to get those visuals in your head. It's like, yo, I can see what she's talking about. Like, I remember when I first started like posting, I would be like reading my stuff to my friends and they'd be like, yo, I know exactly what you're talking about. I could see what you're talking about. Like, you brought me back to that moment. So I like to, you know, bring my words to life to people so that they can see what I'm talking about, and it just makes it that much more relatable for them, and just helps them to really like understand what I'm talking about, you know, so that they could really step into their purpose and be who they're called to be in life.
Okay, so when it comes to writing the blogs, do you feel like you have to cut your blog short because people don't want to read, or do you like, you know, I'm gonna write as long as I want, and if you read it, fine, if you don't, fine?
I like to think along those lines. My blog, when I first started, it was really for me.
Okay.
So it was kind of like my journal. I cannot keep a journal for, I don't even know where my journals be going, but my blog is like my journal. So I get on there, I could rant like forever on there, and I'll try to like break it up, you know, I'll break up my paragraphs and everything so that it's not too much for people. But still, you know, some people they're not gonna read it anyway. But I like to just go ahead and just go with the flow. I mean, if it's something that I feel like needs to be elaborated on more extensively, then I will do that. But if it's something that's just like short and sweet, here it is. It is what it is.
Yeah, blogging is like podcasting. It's like an on-demand thing.
Yeah.
So do whatever. Like, do what makes you feel good, and I'm gonna leave it there. The people will get to it whenever they get to it,
right?
You know, it's not going to be gone tomorrow or next week. I'm gonna do what I want to do, and then boom, here it is. So when did you start this website?
I started my website in January. No, I published my website in March. I originally started with another domain, and I didn't like the fact that it wasn't my own. So I scrapped that whole idea and I restarted in March with my with the Red Room. So yeah, I've been doing it ever since then. But my blog currently will not, it's around now, but it won't be around for too long. Actually, I'm gonna advance the Red Room, so it's gonna be something completely different that no one's ever seen
before. Don't talk about it.
Yeah, no, I'm not gonna talk about it.
Don't talk about it. Yeah.
So yeah. But yeah, it should be dope. What I have coming up next is definitely much more dope than what I have going on right now, and I'll say that for myself. You know, like, I'm the type of person that's not complacent, and I don't like to settle with whatever is given to me. And I feel like at that moment, that was what, you know, I had access to, and now, you know, I'm advancing my vision and I'm just starting to see, you know, the direction of where I wanted to go, and everything's just falling into place. So it's definitely going to be something to see.
Okay, but I'm actually one more thing about the blogging thing, or probably more, but when did you realize that this is what you wanted to do? Like, this is a hobby of mine. I like writing my thoughts down.
I've always written my thoughts down. I remember when I was younger, I used to write in my journal a lot, and I used to just leave my book open on my desk so that my mom could read what I was writing. And it used to invoke like a lot of emotion from her. So from that point, I just was like, okay, this is something that I'm good at. I used to do a lot of poetry when I was in like camps and stuff like that, school. And recently, when I went back to school, honestly, I thought about going to school for journalism. I'm not even a journalism major. Like, I'm in school for production, and I just got back into my writing, you know, writing stuff for shows and helping people with the radio station and stuff like that. And I was like, yo, why did I fall off from writing? And then it just came to a point in my life where it was so much going on. I just needed to be able to write. You know, like, I just feel like I was talking to people too much instead of just doing something that I love.
Right.
And that gives me my peace. So I just got back into my writing and publishing. So
let's talk about the five guys that you wish you had not met.
Let's talk about
it. Yeah, let's break that down. So tell us about these five guys.
These five guys are the guys that I wish somebody would have told me who they were as soon as I saw them. These guys, they have masked themselves to be something completely different than what I ever would have imagined they would be. Like, I'm just like, yo, it took me so much to get down to who these people actually are. It was just like they're playing mask with me. Like, it was ridiculous. But these guys... What I did in this post was pretty much, it was so much different than what I'm used to. I always like to give you, I like to, you know, like I said, present it in a, like, a visual way. Excuse me, but in this one, I just pretty much, I gave these guys names and I brought them to life in my post. How I did it was I just... And it's funny because as soon as I published it, my friends were hitting me up like, yo, I know who this is. I know who that is. I'm like, leave me alone. Like, yo, no, it was so funny. But I was talking about, like, people like Mr. Cheater, the man who would have a whole girlfriend. And then I'm over here, like, you know, thinking we chilling, you know, we vibing. Things could possibly turn into something more, and you got a whole girlfriend over here. Now I got to find out you got a girlfriend. People looking at me like I'm, you know, some side girl or whatever, and you trying to paint me out to be this girl that I'm not. So that really, it just irked me so bad. And then we got people like Mr. Manipulator, who just want to use you for the benefit of, you know, himself. Like, he going sit here or try to get my money, try to get me to take him somewhere, try to, you know, get me to promote him or something. Like, and it's just like, yo, I'm just trying to love you.
Yeah.
Not to sound cliche, but I'm just trying to love you. I'm just trying to, you know, see you for who you are. I'm not really here to work for you. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not paying me to work for you or to do anything. You know, you probably not even putting money in my pocket to take you down the street to go. You know, you're not giving me no gas money. You're not doing anything. Right. So it's just like, okay. Who else did I talk about in this podcast? Because there's just so many guys that, like, I wish I didn't meet in life. But who else do I talk about in this podcast?
Let's
I
mean, see. Because I'm looking at it, too. Mr. Pinocchio?
Oh, Mr. Pinocchio. Mr. Pinocchio is the biggest liar I've ever met in my life. He lies about everything. Like, literally, I could ask him what he just ate. He could sit there and eat cheese in my face. What did you just eat? Oh, I just had some tacos. I just, you know, I did this, that, and the third. Why are you lying?
I think we all know somebody like that. It's like, dog, why does everything that come out of your mouth a lie?
Why are you lying? Like, it's so annoying. And I'm actually just, I'm pulling it up right now, but Mr. Pinocchio is the type that would sit there and, you know, I'm talking to him and I'm trying to ask him what's up with us or whatever. And he'll sit there and lie to me, and then he'll get mad that I have, like, you know, a different understanding of what it is. And now you want to bring something else up. Oh, but I didn't even say this, that, and the third. I didn't even mean it, this, that. But now you running yourself in a circle now because you sitting here lying back and forth with me. Like, come on, like, just be honest with me. Tell me what it is. It's really not that difficult. And it's ridiculous. I can't stand when people lie to me. Like, I will literally tell you the truth about anything. I don't care if it's something that's going to make you upset. Like, it just is what it is. So,
which I should be.
Yeah. I don't understand why, you know, people can't be like that. Like, it just is what it is.
Did we talk about Mr. Manipulator?
Yes, Mr. Manipulator is the one who's going to try to get me to promote for him and try to get me to do this, that, and the third. Let's talk about Mr. Chatty Patty.
I was about to say Mr. Chatty Patty.
Oh my gosh. Mr. Chatty Patty is a mess because he just runs his mouth about everything. I could walk down the street holding his hand. He's going to run back to his boys. You saw the post on Instagram. They talk about some, you could get punched in the face and then you run 5 blocks home or something and tell your mans on Facebook that, oh, you, so, this person about to get it or something. Mr. Chatty Patty is that person. Like, Mr. Chatty Patty, you can walk down the street with him. He is going to run 5 blocks home to get on Facebook and tell everybody that you was just with him. Or, oh, yeah, you know, me and this, that, and the third, we just did this, that, and the third. Like, you just got to tell everything. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, why? Like, some things you need to keep between you and that person. People don't understand intimacy. Like, and that's the problem.
Mr. Insecure.
Oh, Mr. Insecure is the worst. He is the worst.
I was going to ask you which one was the worst. Mr. Insecure?
Mr.
Well, you don't really got to answer which is the worst yet, but you can get into Mr. Insecure.
Okay. Mr. Insecure is a mess because it's just like, okay, so you taking out all of your problems within yourself on me. Mm. And that's not something, that's not how you treat people. That's not how you maintain a healthy relationship with somebody. Like, you need to care for yourself and, you know, fix those problems within yourself first before you can really take time to develop a relationship with someone else. Like, I feel like somebody who's insecure about things within themselves, because we all have flaws, but somebody who's insecure about things within themselves, it's like, do you really love yourself? You know, like, you should love yourself through those insecurities, because that's the only way that you could love somebody else.
Facts. You can't be out here loving somebody else if you don't love yourself. It don't work. It'll never work that way.
Right. So you sitting here, you going back and forth with me about, you know, you just in your head all the time. You're just so like self-conscious that like you're taking that out on me, and that's just not going to work. It's not going to work in any relationship at all.
So let's see. Mr. Chatty Patty, Mr. Insecure, Mr. Pinocchio, Mr. Manipulate Her, and Mr. Who did we miss? Mr. Cheater. Did we talk about Mr. Cheater? We did.
Oh, yeah. We talked about Mr. Cheater.
He had you out here thinking that you're the one. Okay. So those are five. Mr. Cheater, Mr. Manipulate Her, Mr. Pinocchio, Mr. Pinocchio, Mr. Chatty Patty, Mr. Insecure. So which one of those are the worst? I mean, the way you broke down Mr. Insecure, I think he had to be up there, because
Mr. Insecure is definitely up there. But now that I sit here and think about all of them, Mr. Cheater is my least favorite of all of them by far. Mm. Cannot stand them.
Okay. And it sounds crazy, but did you meet all these guys like in a row? Like, after this guy, it's like, you know, let me go here. Oh man, you got a mask too?
I feel like that's how it's been with me. Like, I don't know, I've been single for so long. Don't get me wrong, you know, people have asked me to be their girlfriend, but prematurely. So yeah. It's just like, no. But as far as like these guys go, it's just pretty much just like, yo, I feel like it's just one thing after the next. Like, you know how you feel like it's just, it's always right. Something. It's like one of those feelings. It's like, okay, I done met you. Now here, I'm talking to this person. Okay, now this is going on. Whatever. Like, it's just always something. So I feel like how I thought about it in my head was like, it's always something. So that's why I painted it
I think it's dope how you put it together, because I think where we're at is a lot of men are trash era. Yeah. And that's just where they go at. You actually broke it down as to why certain individuals
are seen as trash
which I think is dope, because the title of your blog is what attracted me. That's mm-hmm. what missed. Yo, this title was fire, let me hit her up and tell her what she got going on is dope. Mm-hmm. And now you're here. You could have just wrote, I have a new blog out called Men Are Trash. I would have been like, I'm not reading it.
Yeah, nobody wants to read that.
Nobody wants to read that, because there's reasons as to why some men might act the way they act. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, when you do get introduced to a new guy, are you on some, which mask are you? Or are you on some, you might be a new mask? Like, are you prejudging, is what I'm saying. As soon as you meet him, I wonder which mask this guy is.
When I first meet them, I don't like to assume, you know, that they have a mask on.
Okay.
They just usually reveal it to me.
Okay.
When I first meet a guy, I'm just kind of like just chilling, you know, catch the vibe, see how it's going. you know, see if he's serious, what his intentions are. And from there, once, you know, once I start to ask him questions like, what are your intentions? He usually shows which mask he is. So it all comes to the light for me. I don't really, you know, like to assume that they have a mask.
Is that the question that breaks the guy, kind of, when you ask them, but what are you looking for or what are your goals? It's like, does everything seem like it's fine and dandy until you ask that one serious question? Mm-hmm. And then it's like,
Yeah, that's exactly how it works. Mm. As soon as I start getting serious with somebody or ask them like serious questions, then they want to backpedal or, oh, you thinking too much. Like, I was just talking to this other guy. Like, I was talking to this guy recently and it didn't work out, to say the least. But I would ask him serious questions and he's just like, oh, you thinking too much. Like, how you gonna tell me I'm thinking too much? First of all, like, I'm an educated woman, so of course I'm gonna think about things. Mm. Like, I have a mind for a reason. So just because you don't want to answer the question doesn't mean that I'm thinking too much. Like, you shouldn't belittle me or make me feel like, you know, I'm doing too much just by asking you a serious question. Now all of a sudden I want to be serious. I'm doing too much, right?
So here's my question about you being an educated woman. Are you dating educated men?
They're supposed to be.
They're supposed to be. Allegedly. So they're in college or they've graduated from high school. Like, mm-hmm. they're none of them. Because sometimes I think what we do, not saying that you do it, but sometimes I think what we do is we are attracted by the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And an educated woman, black woman, more than likely,
right,
always tries to reach back and help a struggling man. Do you see that, or am I reaching?
No, I see that.
And then you got to have, and you have a conversation, and you're trying to have a conversation with him, and he don't comprehend because he ain't ready for that type of conversation.
Yeah, no, he's not there yet.
Okay.
No, I definitely see what you're talking about. I actually went through a little phase for myself with my little reach back.
Right.
But I had to snap myself back out of that, because if I were to stay in that relationship any longer, I probably would be behind bars right now. So,
Well, behind bars for going on a Bonnie and Clyde mission or going upside somebody's head? What are you talking about?
It could have been either one.
Okay.
With him.
Okay. Because Bonnie and Clyde. Let's go with the Bonnie and Clyde. He would have been his ride or die.
Yeah, let's just say that part.
Okay. So what is it about? I don't want to talk too much on, we'll get back to the block, but what is it about reaching back? What is it about that you in college, you're going to start your career, you're going to be popping. Mm. So what is it about you going back, reaching back for somebody who ain't got nothing? It's let me work with you type of vibe. Let me fix you type of vibe. Is it?
My vibe was more so like, let me help you.
Okay.
Let me show you where you could be. Like, you know, if you weren't so involved in the wrong things, like if you just take a step back from that and be with somebody else who's about, you know, something different, more positive things, you know, to better yourself, let's see where you could go. Like, that's where I was thinking. It was just more so like, I don't really like, you know, I didn't like seeing him out there like that and him just being exposed to the wrong thing. So it was just like, okay, I'm gonna do something about it.
Okay.
Or I'm gonna at least try. I mean, it didn't work, and you know, I had to figure that out the hard way. I've always heard, you know, you can't raise a man. Like, he's a grown man at this point. So like, if his mom couldn't get him to do better, I don't know why I thought I was Jesus.
Yeah.
But
if you were the question, if you were rich and single, would you date another rich man on purpose, or would you reach back or does it matter? Like, would it matter if the person you dated had money or not?
If I was rich, it wouldn't really matter to me. I mean, you know, I would love to have a man in my life or my husband to be able to be on the same level with me.
Facts.
You know, in case something happens to me or my money, I want him to be able to back me up. Like, but I wouldn't go out looking for somebody purposely just because I'm rich, like another rich person, just because I'm rich, because rich people, sometimes they be having the most problems.
Yeah.
So that's not something, you know, that I would like rely heavily on. But I would want, you know, my husband to be able to support me financially as well.
Right. Now, you said that the five guys that you wish you had not met got some reaction from your friends,
mm-hmm.
but they know who you're talking about. But what is the overall reaction that you've been getting from it?
The overall reaction was pretty much like, oh, this was dope. This was like, it was so true. I love it. It was honest. I could relate. Like, it, a lot of people, mostly females, you know, were reaching out to me saying that it was relatable. But I had to make the point in my post that it's not even just men.
It's women, too.
Yeah, women, too. Like, women have these traits, too, and people don't see that. I never want to be, like, a double standards, like, kind of person. So I like to just keep it open and just, you know, show people, like, this is what's going on with everybody. Like, men need to be woke too. Like, y'all need to know that this is not only something that's just found in you. Like, it's qualities in women that men don't like as well. Like, yeah. And that's something that they talk about, but sometimes it's just more so in like a bashing way, or, you know, they don't present it like, okay, this could be on both yeah. sides. So I wanted to, you know, make that a point to notice, like, this is with everybody.
And like I said, I think it's fire because I'm surrounded by a lot of men are trash campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
But the way you put it was so creative. And so
thank you.
Hey, listen, I got right at you as soon as I seen it. I said, hey, holla at me. Let's do something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you from around the way. I'm from around the way. Let's make it work. So what's your favorite blog that you ever wrote? Like, what's your favorite piece that might not really get a lot of recognition from outside, but you are like, man, I killed this.
My favorite post is Blaze, I Want a Divorce. And in Blaze, I Want a Divorce, I pretty much, like, I played with the name Blaze because everybody wants to call me that. And that, to me, meant I'm leaving myself, like, my old self behind. Like, I remember people used to call me Blaze all the time when I was younger. And it would be some people like, oh, why didn't you tell me that your name is Blaze and not Blaze? Like, I'm just like, eh, whatever. Everybody calls me that.
Yeah.
So to me, that was just more so like, okay, I'm leaving that behind. It's time for me to shake all, like, the crap. I'm stepping into who I am. Like, okay, this is me. So I pretty much just, like, laid out, you know, how to divorce your old self and step into your purpose and become the person that you need to be.
I need to read that.
Yeah.
I need to get rid of the snake skin.
Okay.
Not calling myself a snake, but I need, you know what I mean, to get out this skin
yeah.
that I'm in.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm going to definitely check that blog out you got going
yeah.
on.
It's times that I feel like, you just reminded me, like, I need to go back and reread some of the stuff that I post because I don't want to be, you know, the one pushing out all this information and not keeping myself on my toes, you know? So
Yeah.
Right. That's my favorite post.
Nice. Well, I mean, that's kind of all the questions I got. I mean, we've been here for almost an hour and it's almost 10 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We making moves.
Right.
Sorry, this wasn't our regular Schmegler show, but, you know, it's a short week's holiday week.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you can come through. We're gonna do
Thank
this again though.
Me.
Well, probably we're gonna do this again when, you know, everybody's got their stuff together.
Yeah.
And we got a dope fresher fiasco, and we got our dig a hole, and we just got a nice show. Hopefully the boys from the magazine can come record it for us.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, did you enjoy the time that you had?
I did. Okay. I enjoyed my time here. It was very insightful. Like, a lot of the stuff that you guys talked about, I just kind of walked in like, wait, hold up. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
It was definitely dope. I enjoyed the music that you played. That was dope. Shout out to Fat Jesus.
Yeah.
Shout out to y'all for having me.
Appreciate it.
Shout I love
out for
what
you
y'all doing.
Coming through on short notice. I think I hit you up like 2 days ago. Like,
yeah,
hey, what's up? What's
like
going
that.
On? Yeah, I'll be there.
Dope. Right.
Yeah.
Had to come through.
Facts. All right. Well, this was the Podcast Brothers, episode 65. If you like what you heard, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. We'd gladly appreciate it. 5 stars only.
Okay.
Yeah. Peace out.
Now is the chance to use reliable energy to grow your money with the Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. Our new investment product offers competitive returns, no maintenance fees, and flexible online access to your money. Make the reliable investment in reliable energy. The Dominion Energy Reliability Investment. To find out more, go online to reliabilityinvestment.com. That's reliabilityinvestment.com.
Introducing the amazing iPhone XS you'll love on T-Mobile, the most loved in wireless. It's the perfect way to stay connected to those you heart most. Fall in love with iPhone XS on T-Mobile. And right now, trade in an eligible iPhone and you'll save $300. Visit a store or call 1-800-T-MOBILE.
If you cancel service, remaining balance is due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. $279.99 down plus 30 per month times 24. Full price $999.99. 0% APR for well-qualified buyers plus tax on full price. Allow 8 weeks for rebate.